I'm fucking in and you're fucking out. Now get the fuck out of my chair.
Hey, what's up? It's DeHuff. It's another episode of DeHuff Uncensored. Hope you're having a great day. Got a lot to get to real quick. Hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Don't forget today's show is presented to you by the great people over at Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. That's Jad's with a J. We'll get into them in a little bit, but we got a lot to get to, a lot of ground to cover. So let's do it. Let's jump into those headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Well, if you're a sheep fucker, guess what? We got some good news for you. You didn't think we'd start that way, did you? But you're not surprised. You're not surprised. I'm reading through some articles today, and it was on the Wall Street Journal, of all places. It says, Axe body spray has been found to calm down aggressive sheep. And naturally, the first thing I thought of is, well, if you're into banging sheep, well, here you go. I was going to make fun of people that wear Axe body spray, but that being said, Axe body spray smells good. I can't. But what I was going to say, and keep in mind, I'm retracting this joke, is I was going to say, chances are, if you like to fuck sheep, you wear Axe body spray. But I can't say that because I actually kind of like it. So, but I will say this. I've noticed it a lot with some people is there, and it doesn't matter the age bracket. It's bizarre to me. Some of you out there wear too much aftershave, too much cologne. But then you also have the other side of the spectrum where people that need to wear some cologne. You got to find the balance. And what's sad is, like, I don't think any of us know really what side we're on. Like, I could be going around, like, and people behind my back are like, oh my God, could he please put on some deodorant or more of it, please, for the love of God? I don't know if people are saying that behind my back. I don't. But man, I was somewhere the other day. I was outside. It was a windy day here in the Denver metro area. And some dude walked by me, and I'm like, oh my God. I had the slight tingle of burn in my eyes. Not a full-on burn. Like, if I was standing next to the dude for more than 5 seconds, I'm sure my eyes would have began to water. But he walked by me. He wasn't even that close to me. But I'm like, oh my God, I could kind of feel it in my eyeballs. He had way too much cologne on. Listen, this is where I'm talking about people that bang sheep because it Axe body spray calms down the sheep. And then, you know, it leads to people wearing too much aftershave. But it is fascinating that, but it makes sense that a calming smell, an enjoyable smell, will calm down an aggressive beast, I guess you could say. It's fascinating. But also what got me, again, random rabbit hole that my mind goes down is, so if the sheep is upset, there's several reasons why. One of which is, like, can you milk a sheep? I was wondering that. Can you, because I know you can get goat's milk, obviously cow milk. Can you milk a sheep?
Oh yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
I would like to see somebody try to milk a dude. Come on, who's ready to volunteer for that? I think we need to move beyond that soundbite in this story. Wow. Oh my goodness. This is a bizarre situation. North Texas officials have found that two geese were reportedly stolen from a park in Allen last weekend. The city of Allen Parks and Recreation Department posted on Facebook on Monday, April 15th, that the two birds were eventually located and are going to be returned to, you know, their natural environment, which is random parks, so they can defecate everywhere. The person that stole the geese has been obtained by the police. No charges are going to be filed. So guess what? I guarantee you they're going to steal a goose again. By the way, who the fuck steals a goose? And could you imagine you go to jail for that? You're a repeat offender. They're like, oh, here comes this. Here comes the new fish. Or is that what they call them? I don't know. I've seen some movies where they say, new fish. Like that, right? Everything I see in a movie, I assume is true. But I could only imagine if you go to jail and they're like, what are you in for? And they're like, I kept stealing geese. That'd be horrible. That'd be embarrassing. It'd be hilarious. You're like, that guy's in here for aggravated assault. This person's just a piece of shit murderer. That guy over there, oh, he loves to steal geese. Just like, what? Huh? NASA. Fucking NASA, man. Remember last week, I think it was last week or the week before, where we talked about how there was that space debris that hit that dude's house in Florida, and then NASA came in and was just like, yeah, let's take that. We'll see if it's really something from the ISS. Well, sure enough, it is, and they're owning up to it. They're like, yeah, that was somehow something from a pallet, and long or short of it, they're not really sure how it made it back into the atmosphere intact. By the way, it almost hit the guy's kid. How devastating would that be? And again, it makes you kind of freak out. Is something from a satellite or the International Space Station gets jarred loose and plummets down to Earth, and they're not even fully aware of it, that it could hit you? That's scary as shit. Scary as shit. Oh my God. Freaking asshole NASA.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
I know. They are. You're surrounded by them. Fucking dicks, dude. Oh, no big deal. We just lost something. They better pay for that guy's house repairs. I'm sure the insurance will cover it. But, I mean, at least give the guy and his family a free, you know, a couple free t-shirts each, and then get a free trip to NASA headquarters and whatever. Here's some pins and some bumper stickers, right? Something like that. That would be better. Other than like, wow, that's crazy. We don't know how it happened. Anyway, see you later. Wow, please don't look back, guys. Don't look back. Don't make eye contact with the victim. Don't. That's so crazy. So scary. So scary. When you walk with a friend or your significant other, is one person a faster walker than the other? My wife is a fast walker, which is bizarre because she has short legs. I'm 6 foot. She's like 5'2", something like that. So it's bizarre to me that sometimes she'll have to stop and go, come on, hurry up. Now, keep in mind, I got a jacked up knee and a jacked up hip, so I blame it on that. But I feel like she's still faster than me when it comes to walking. But anyway, a study says that people who walk fast tend to be less happy. Interesting. If you're a fast walker, maybe look deep inside. Are you unhappy? Or is this just a, you know, you're not part of this group? According to research, it indicates that fast walkers might experience less happiness, potentially due to their goal-driven personalities and introverted behaviors. When their expectations aren't met, their perfectionist qualities can lead to dissatisfaction, especially in specific circumstances. That's interesting. I could see that. maybe not the unhappiness though all the way, because like my wife, she's just a leader. She's just driven, kind of like you were saying, like goal driven. If she's deciding she's going to walk somewhere, she's going to walk with a purpose. And that means she's going to leave me in the dust at times. But I don't know if I agree with that, because I know a lot of fast walkers, and they're just the goal-driven personality type of individuals. But maybe they are deep down. Maybe they're not as happy. Whereas me, a slow walker, is just enjoying the sights and the scenes, looking around, be like, oh, look at the flowers. And they're just like, I got to go to where I'm supposed to be. Whereas I'm like, we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there in time, too. We're not going to be late, but you can still enjoy things. I guess I could kind of see it. It's not saying that you're going to be depressed. It's just saying that you're so centered around trying to obtain your goal of going to one place to another that you're just so driven to get there that you're all about the drive, the walk. Whereas other people are like, yeah, we're going to get there, but we're going to take our time. We're not going to stress out about it. I guess I can kind of see that. Hey, real quick, Sugar Fire in Westminster, amazing place to grab some barbecue. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, right next to Snooze. You got to follow them on social media, at Sugar Fire Westy, especially on Instagram and Facebook. So good. And right now, for the playoffs, when the Nugs or Avs win in the first round of the playoffs, so let's say they won a game tonight, the next day you would get a free soda, at Sugar Fire in Westminster as long as you purchase a food item. So that's good. That's cool. Sodas are on them. I like that. That's a great deal. And today's special, speaking of great deals, they got the horseshoe. It's a single burger, Swiss, bacon, French fries, cheese sauce, lettuce, tomato, onions, served open face on Texas toast. I don't know what it is about Texas toast, but I love it so much. It's just great. So I can't wait to go try that one. That's the horseshoe over at Sugar Fire in Westminster. They also got amazing specialty sides like broccoli cheddar soup. They got Brussels and sweet chili. Let's see, they got caramel pecan applesauce, smash-loaded potatoes, brisket mac and cheese, super slaw, broccoli ranch salad, cucumber salad, and fried pickles. So good. Don't forget about the sauces. They got St. Louis sweet, Texas hot, coffee, Carolina mustard, and of course, white barbecue. Sugar Fire in Westminster, by far my favorite barbecue place in the state of Colorado. It's family-friendly, perfect for date night, and they even do catering. Go ahead and check out Sugar Fire in Westminster. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, just east of Huron. Follow them on social media, especially Instagram and Facebook, at Sugar Fire Westy. Or check them out online, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. I keep saying that I'm going to head out there. I'm actually planning on going to Jad's Mile High Smoke later today, right after I do this show. So I'm going to go do that. It's the first and still only licensed cannabis in the state of Colorado. It's like an alcohol bar, but for cannabis. I can't wait to go in there and check it out. You can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate, consume what you like, and then take the rest home. Jad's has something for everyone. They offer a wide selection of flour, pre-rolls, concentrate, and edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. They got a full-service bar, and the staff is amazing, and this is really cool. They got 7 big-screen TVs, so you can catch your favorite sporting event, or you can host a watch party. They also have Nintendo Switches available for rent, tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, and dominoes to choose from. They also got a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, and of course Mortal Kombat, plus plenty more games. So you got to go check them out. They got tons of events always going on, whether it's live music, open mic night, drag bingo, and so many other things. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. Come take advantage of the warm weather. They got an outdoor patio, or you can just hang out inside and chill on their couches, bean bags, and pillows. Jad's Mile High Smoke is 9 minutes from Coors Field and open noon to 10 every single day. You got to be 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. This is a big story going around because the WNBA draft just happened. And Caitlin Clark was picked, number one overall, right? And the big to-do right now is her contract. And people are upset with how much she's getting paid. She's on a four-year contract, a rookie contract, first overall pick. And she's making, for the 4 years, $338,056. That's what she's making. Year one is like $76,000. Year two, $78,000. Year three, $85,000. Year four, $97,000. Then after that, or at some point, they can restructure her contract and she can make more money. Okay? People are mad. They're saying that's just not enough money. And at the end of the day, she's just going to be saying,
I'm broke as shit.
Right? They're like, that's not equivalent to what men make in the NBA. But there's a couple things that I'll say about this. One, she's going to end up making a lot of money off of endorsements. So, yes, she's not making money through the WNBA. But guarantee you, she's going to surpass within this year. She's going to get an endorsement. I'd bet money on this, that she will get an endorsement that is over $1 million, and she's going to surpass what she makes in that endorsement, that she's going to surpass what her NBA or WNBA contract is. And then she's going to be saying,
I'm rich, bitch!
Right? You get it? Does that make sense? Here's what I will say about this. And it really kind of bugs the shit out of me. Russell Wilson, former Denver Bronco quarterback. He said, these ladies deserve so much more, praying for the day. Okay, I get it. Equal pay is a thing that needs to be addressed more. But that's for a corporate environment. And let me explain why. A corporate environment where, let's say you and I work at company B, right? And you and I have the same job. Then there's Carol down the way. She also has the same job as us. But for whatever reason, we make significantly more than her. But she does the same job. Okay, she works for the same company. That's where it doesn't make sense. That's where it's just like, dude, yeah, she should be making the same as us. And if she's better than us, she definitely should be making more than us. But if we're on the same playing field for the same company, it should be equal, right? And trust me, I've seen it. I've seen the numbers behind the scenes, and it starts in low levels of industry. So that makes sense. And I know it still exists. You got a bunch of dudes hiring other dudes and they're paying them more. And that's why a lot of companies really don't want you discussing how much people get paid, because people get so irritated by this. Because once you find out, you're like, that person's horrible and they're making more money than me. Or, why is that dude making more money than me? We do the exact same thing. We essentially have the exact same result. Why is he getting paid more than her? Well, it's because he has a penis and you have a vagina, and somebody is being a sexist dick about it. That's business, and it's annoying, and it's wrong, and it still exists. That being said, it doesn't exist in all industry, in all companies. But going back to the WNBA situation, The reason why Caitlin Clark, the number one overall pick, is only making $338,000 for a four-year contract is because she plays in the WNBA. All these people that are sitting there bitching and complaining that she doesn't make enough money for what she does, even though she's an elite athlete. She is the star of the WNBA right now, even though she hasn't actually taken a dribble in the league yet. She is the star. Nobody is going to their games. Not enough to generate more revenue for the WNBA. And if there was more revenue for the WNBA, they could justify paying their players more. It's simple math. It's not a conspiracy. The conspiracy, I guess you could say, is that there's all these people sitting back going, yeah, she should be getting paid more. Okay, are you going to their games and supporting them? Because that's how they get more money to pay their players. That's it. It's nothing else. When the WNBA starts getting closer to the revenue that the NBA makes, then you will see that they will be able to afford to pay their players more. It's pretty freaking basic. But let's not sweep this all under the rug. Like I was saying, there's plenty of work environments where, yes, it is lopsided and it makes no sense. You're like, why is that person making more money than her? Well, it's because he has a cock. That's it. That's true. That is fact. That happens. I know this for a fact. It's not just media. Although I was declined a job because I didn't have a vagina, which my boss at the time told me, he's like, listen, nobody's going to say it, but off the record, that's why you didn't get it. He's all, if you can go get breasts and a vagina, then maybe you can, you would be, you know, eligible. It's fucked up. It's fucked up, but that's the way it was. And it bugged the crap out of me. Hindsight, fine. I'm glad I didn't get it because I'm doing what I'm doing now. And ultimately I'm a lot happier with what I'm doing. It's a sick, disgusting reality that we do that as a society, where we look down on people of a different sex and we're like, well, they're lesser than me. It's stupid, especially now that I'm a father of a daughter and I see how brilliant she is and I see how brilliant my wife is. And it's just like, they deserve a lot. They do. But it's not always going to be the case. There's always going to be some good old boy club where they're like, I'm hiring a bunch of dudes and they're going to make bank, bro. So the Caitlin Clark WNBA to NBA comparison, you can't do that. It's not apples to apples because NBA brings in a shit ton of money. WNBA does not. Now, that being said, when you look at the numbers, the WNBA, their revenue from 2022, their revenue grew from $60 million in 2022 to $200 million in 2023. So it's getting up there, right? They're starting to brand, they're starting to expand, and that's good. But here's the significant difference, guys. So 2023 WNBA made how much? It was $200 million. The total revenue of the National Basketball Association, the NBA, in the 2022-2023 season, the NBA generated $10.58 billion. There you go, folks. And they're still continuing to grow. So I get it. I get it. you want to pay the women more in the WNBA, but the numbers aren't supporting it yet. But they are trending up significantly. So while I support paying women better and equally and putting the right person in position, regardless of sex, color, religion, all that stuff, the bottom line is the NBA makes a fuck ton more money than the WNBA does as of right now. Okay? That's it. There's no conspiracy on it. I know you guys want there to be. Not all of you, but some of you out there want there to be a conspiracy. It's men holding down athletic women. No, it's not. The WNBA only generated $200 million in 2023, which was a significant bump from the previous year. But when you compare that to the men, what was it, like $10.5 billion for the same year last year? Can you guys figure it out? We're not trying to be dicks. Not all of us are. Not all of us. Some people are being dicks about it. But that's it. Those are the numbers. And think about it this way. I know some people are like, well, they still could pay them. No, they couldn't. Then they go broke. Then next thing you know is the WNBA just can't afford to have teams anymore. Or they can't afford any of blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. It is what it is. The good news is WNBA is growing. And with the addition of Caitlin Clark and her rivals from college, it's going to generate a lot more interest. I guarantee you they will have another giant bump when we're looking at the numbers this time next year. Guarantee you. They might double. And that's great news for that sport and those players. But until then, individuals like Caitlin Clark, they're going to make bank on endorsements. And there's nothing wrong with that. And she is going to take them to the next level, the next financial level. So don't go crying that it's not equal in women's sports. It's not equal because nobody's showing up to the games. But if the addition of Caitlin Clark and others is generating interest and people are starting to go to their games more, that's good. Don't just sit there and say people, you know, they need to pay them more money. Well, go to their fucking games. Watch their games on TV. Support them. Don't just sit there and go, they should be. But you don't actually do anything that's going to benefit them other than sitting in the back of the fucking room squawking like a goddamn dumbass bird.
Shut up, bird.
It's just not that funny.
Do something about it. Do something means go to the game, watch the game, maybe buy some of their gear. That helps. Right? Pretty freaking simple. Pretty freaking simple. You know what we need to do right now? Jump into the mailbag.
Mailbag! You've got mail.
This is in Brazil. And we've talked about this before. There was another story about this not too long ago that happened in the United States. And at first when I saw this, because JP sent me this article, I was like, oh, is this just an old story that he sent me? And I'm like, wait, no, it's not. JP, thank you for sending this in. Like I said, it's in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. A woman wheeled up a corpse into a bank and tried to get him to sign off a loan in her name while holding holding his head up in front of suspicious staff who asked the lady, they're like, why does he look so pale? So fucked up. In fact, the lady is heard on video because the staff, the bank staff, were like, this is very suspicious. They, one of them pulled up their cell phone and started recording it. I don't have the audio, but apparently it's there. The ladies heard saying, "Uncle, are you listening? You have to sign it. I can't sign it for you." The loan was for about $3,100 American. And the police obviously were called. They're investigating, trying to figure out what the hell happened. Was he dead when he came, before he came in? Did he die on site? Blah, 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 blah. Who knows? What the fuck? And as I'm reading the article, this has happened within the, say, the past 3 years. It's happened about 4 or 5 times that has been caught. Who knows if this has happened more and nobody reported it because nobody knew it was happening or what? Fucking creepy as shit. And it's also really sad when you look at it from this perspective. The dude is dead and they're just, she's just wheeling around his body like it's a sack of potatoes. Like he's nothing. And it's ultimate disrespect. Oh my God. How fucked up and how horrifying for the bank staff. I'll tell you this, guys. Bank staff doesn't get enough credit for some of the shit that they deal with on a regular basis. I could never do a job at a bank because the stress that comes with that gig is pretty freaking high. You're dealing with people's finances. You're dealing with people that have a hard time at times. Certain individuals have a hard time balancing their checkbooks and they're overdrawing, even though they signed an agreement saying, hey, if you open up a checking account, that if you go below this amount or you whatever, that you will have to pay a fee. So just don't go below that number. And one reason or another, people go below it, then they have to pay a fee, then they flip out. I've heard plenty of stories of customers going in there and just going on horrific rants on individuals. Individuals that are just, you know, doing their job and they're just like, listen, I'm not the one that, you know, they don't say this, but it's just like, they're not the ones that overdrew their account. So, and then dealing with bank robberies, that shit is scary as fuck where, you know, they, and especially when the bank robbers are very aggressive and they're using guns and it's very traumatizing to have somebody come up to you holding a gun to your head because you don't know how crazy they are. You don't know where they're at in their life. Are they ready to just say, fuck it? Even if you do comply and give them what they need, who knows? Who knows? There, it is something that I think you just kind of forget about. But it's something like next time you go into your bank, as long as they treat you well, treat them well back, please. They deserve it. Just like any other industry, if somebody's nice to you, be nice back. Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick. Hey, JP, thank you so much for sending that in. He sent me that on Twitter. If you want to interact with the show, maybe you see an article like JP did, you can send it to me at DeHuff Podcast on social media, or you can hit me up on my socials, on my Gmail, DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com. You guys have an amazing day. Again, try not to be a dick today. I know it's hard for you, okay? I do. Listen, you look in the mirror and you're just like, I don't know if I can do it. You know why? Because you're a prick.
Right, as always.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to use that soundbite. You're not a dick. All right? But I will say this. How many times have you gone into a room and you're just like, oh, man.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Hopefully that doesn't happen to you today, because next thing you know, you're going to be like, it pisses me off. Anyway, you guys have an amazing day. Hopefully you laughed a little bit in this episode. If there's something you want to react to, please go ahead and do so. Again, at DeHuffPodcast or DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com. I love hearing from you guys. You guys have an amazing day. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, share it with your friends, or if you could, give it a nice review. Big thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's DeHuff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.